Do you have any word on Nick Foligno?
I don't have any word on him. No, I'll just have to see how. We have a day off tomorrow, so we'll just see how it settles down. No more on next practice day.
Okay, and just on the way the game unfolded tonight, you know, I thought you guys were in a good spot there. Obviously, toward the end, what transpired in your mind to have you wind up on the wrong side of this one?
I thought we played a good game at 5-on-5. You know, we find a way to get two goals at 5-on-5. We don't give up any. Obviously, special teams are the big difference in the game. You know, our penalty kill, power play, 5-on-6, 3-on-3. You know, those are the situations that cost us today. But ultimately, in terms of the game, it's just, you know, missed opportunities. You know, we had a number of opportunities in that first period to score a lot more than we did. We failed to do so. Had a couple of other chances later in the game, and then even, you know, we have the puck on our stick on their side of the ice with their goalie out, and that doesn't go for us either. So little things like that just didn't go for us today. And that's why the result is what it is. But, you know, I thought, you know, special teams aside, I liked a lot of things about our game. It was very evident, you know, with the people that the amount of special teams there were in today's game. You know, there hasn't been much in previous games or recent games we've been playing, but, you know, not having Justin Hall, Zach Hyman, and losing Foligno today, you know, I thought in the penalty killing situations and then, you know, in that 5-on-6, you know, you really notice it.
Next up, we'll go to Kevin McGrand, Toronto Star. Go ahead, Kevin.
You got, sometimes by design and sometimes by necessity, you move guys around the lineup, and tonight you had to start moving guys because Nick went down. But is the versatility that you guys have built into your roster, is that perhaps an underrated characteristic of this team? You have so many guys that can play center or wing, top six, bottom six.
Yeah, I think that's part of it. You know, with the experience and skill sets of the players that we have, it gives us the ability to do that. You know, you don't like to do it too much, especially, you know, in a game when you're looking to take care of a lead or control the game and things like that, and not really wanting to bounce things around too much. And, you know, really the bench, frankly, felt real short towards the end of that game and maybe caught up with us. But, we've got a lot of players that have played in different spots and played with different people, and I think that allows the group to, you know, just press on and keep playing.
Thanks.
Next up, we'll go to Mark Masters, TSN. Go ahead, Mark.
A lot of hard work by Austin in a lead up to his goal tonight. In what ways do you think he's helped set the tone for the group this year with his work ethic, which has been pretty consistent?
Yeah, I think, you know, that was something that was really evident right from the start of training camp and all through the regular season. Just, you know, his commitment to winning pucks back and defending and recognizing that, adding that element consistently in his game results in him and his line mates getting the puck that much more, which gives him that much more opportunity to produce offense. So, you know, I think he's just understanding that. And really, I think last season it started to click for him, just that connection and his ability to dominate the game in more ways than just scoring goals.
Next up, we'll go to Chris Johnston, Sportsnet. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, Sheldon, understanding that you said you want to see Rasmus Sandin's play at 5-on-5 is the most important thing. I'm just wondering, you know, what you thought of him and his looks on the power play tonight.
He looked comfortable. He looked comfortable there. You know, it's the one we gave up the big chance against. You know, they got the great shorthanded look, but, you know, he looked comfortable, moved the puck well, moved it with poise. Obviously, power play wasn't nearly good enough today. We need to get a goal today. We get a goal on the power play, then the game's well in hand. Excuse me, and we failed to do that, so it would be hard to say to anybody was very good on the power play.
And last one here, we'll go back to Terry Koshan. Go ahead, Terry.
Sheldon, what do you think of Timothy's play tonight?
I thought he was okay. You know, I thought he had some really good moments in the game. We gave him a lot of opportunity here today, especially on that penalty kill. And, you know, again, I mean, in the first, you know, 21 minutes or so of the game, we've taken three penalties. So,
not a good night to not have Justin Hall. And that puts a lot on Lilligren, and we wanted to give him that opportunity today. And, that opportunity will serve him well, but I think, it showed that it was maybe a little bit too much too soon in that sense for him. But this is why, you put them in these situations, because they'll be better for it down the line.